Well, we do have our own buffalo out here, but they swim across the floodplain in the wet season and very hard to get them back again. They don't want to cooperate. Due to the wet season, like we've tried with helicopters and that, and they just won't. Once they swim across that floodplain, you've got to wait for it to dry out before you can get them back again. And it's just too hard here. Once they get into that water, lay down, and that's the end of them.
So supply's been tight.
Yes, and we can't get trucks across the river. And there's a road, there's a limit to weight we can put on the road until it's open. So, yeah, at the start of the year, it is hard to get buffalo.
But I understand the buffalo meat is starting to flow now.
Yes, I've just bought some off Grant Hamilton at Beatrice Hill. So we've been killing them the last couple of weeks, and we're starting to send the buffalo meat starting to come through town now.
Okay.
Starting to send to our suppliers.
Getting access to buffalo to put through the meat works, is it normally a challenge?
Yeah, it is a bit of a challenge because they're not the most cooperative animal. They don't like to play the game too well. But at the moment, like, we've got some off Grant from Beatrice Hill there, and they're brilliant cattle. They're nice big cows. They've got a bit of fat. Like, a lot of the buffalo are very lean and a real gamey flavour. But these ones we've got from him, you know, they're off the floodplain there at Beatrice Hill. They've got some nice white fat on. They're in really good condition. And, yeah, they're delivered. I just ring up, tell him what I'd like. And he brings them out and delivers them, drops them off in the yards. There's no chasing them. There's no... It's me just walk out the next morning and knock them over.
And what about supply in general in the top end? Because we keep hearing stories about quite a few of them going to Vietnam.
Yep.
So what's the domestic supply like?
Yeah, it's all right. I was with Grant from Beatrice Hill. They've got the milk, the Asiatic, the riverine buffalo.
Yep.
Which are a lot better for meat consumption than them wild scrub ones.
I can imagine.
They're a lot better quality. He's got 80 or 100 available cows there for me to kill over the next until the wet season comes, and in that stage we will we'll start filling our freezers and all that sort of stuff up. But we're in talks with our management, the bosses at the ILC. They want to start pushing the buffalo a bit more, leaning more towards killing more buffalo and trying to get into that market, because there's not a big market. A lot of places have got to buy it. That's got to come from Adelaide, and we'll forever have blokes chasing us here for buffalo meat. We just can't. With the few we do to fill our waters for the blokes in town and that, we have a lot of trouble filling those extra few orders.
Yeah.
And we spoke to a few blokes, and there's a chap in Melbourne who wants to buy a ton a fortnight to make beef jerky with.
A ton a fortnight?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
And one of the suppliers in Darm wants a couple of ton of beef trim. So, yeah, there's a market there for it, definitely. So we're looking at, we're just sort of looking now whether we lean towards starting a bit more buffalo than the beef or how, what, yeah, we're just seeing there's a bit of a market there for that because there's not many abattoirs that kill buffalo.
And then probably finding a way to be able to keep supplying all year round, because that seems to be the really big challenge.
That's the hardest. You come wet season, if we don't have like a yard with buffalo in them, we can't get them here.
Yeah.
So we've got to either build ourselves a yard that we can hold buffalo in, hold, you know, 50 or 60 for over the wet season to do in with our cattle, or we can be doing, you know, 20 cows a week and 10 buffalo a week. Just to keep our demand, because we're always going to have our beef supply. We've got, you know, all the fellas in town that we sell our meat to. We still have to keep the supply up for those blokes with our beef trim.
Yep.
And they buy a fair bit of buffalo trim off us as well. So, yeah, we've got to make sure we keep our supply. We don't want to let anyone down with beef supply. So, it's just a matter of working it out so we've got enough of everything for everyone.
There could be a big future for more buffalo.
Yeah, it's looking that way. There's a lot of people chasing it, and... Yeah, at the moment, we've just been doing enough to supply our orders from town.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it looks like we've got more orders, more people are starting to ring up and chase it. They were wanting it, so it looks like we might have to start doing a few more buffalo.
That's good. Yeah. I was shocked one day. I went looking for buffalo snags, came across some, but apparently they were from Port Lincoln in South Australia.
Yeah, there's a meatworks down there that's killing buffalo. I don't know how many they do. I'm not 100% sure, but, yeah. A lot of places, like, come wet season, once our freezers are empty, like, we kill, you know, 50 or 60 buffalo just before the wet to fill all our freezers up. We've got 40-foot shipping container freezers. Once they're out, we're stuck. We can't get any. We can't get them across the river. We can't get them across the floodplain. So we've got to try and make sure we've got enough to get us through that wet season. And like, the wet season this year is only little, but, you know, next year could be huge. Like, it could be 6 months. You don't quite know how much you need to get you through.
So how many buffalo are you doing a week right now?
We got 14 off Grant a fortnight ago, so we did half 1 week, half the next.
Okay.
But they were, like, some of those cows dressed over 400 kilos dress weight, so they're big cows.
Yeah.
So you get plenty out of those.
And do you do the sausages yourself out there, or you just send them?
A lot of places buy the trim office,
yep.
But we supply sausages to the local community and also So the Aurora Kakadu, they buy, well, they'll buy chili buff snags or whatever flavour snags they want. We'll make them up and send them over to them. We sell a lot of buffalo sausages. They're a big seller for us.
Well, it's busy times there at Gunbalanya. Whilst we've been talking, I've heard that mobile phone of yours ring about three times. So I should let you go. Shane Townsend, thanks for your time on the Country Hour.
No worries. Thanks.